By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
To shine with light. And that is why we want to be thankful to you. Thank you for the strength of the seventh day. Thank you, Lord, because this day again we've come to do just as you said. And thank you, and thank you, and thank you, because you are already here with us. We're worshiping you tonight again, not because someone is leading us, but because you are here. We reverence your presence. We stand in awe of you. Thank you because the glory of your person is available in this place. Thank you for the visions and the revelations that you've caused us to dive into for the past 7 days. Oh, an experience yesterday, how that you poured your oil on us and you filled every one of us still overflowing. Thank you, Father, for the greater things that you would do today. We honor you most high. We can only be grateful. We can only be thankful. Receive, 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 receive. Receive our thanksgiving today. Receive, receive, receive. Receive all our praise today. Thank you, Father, as we set an atmosphere of worship and cultivate your presence again tonight. Thank you, because we will see you. We will see you in a new way. We will experience you in an unusual way. We give you praise. Lift up your voice and speak in tongues right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nekosteka brendo kosheta beandas. Peratose preka paye tori ambashka. Mandela bose. Itoge brendikonka. Sitonga hatiribunga dilos. Radiboske pande ikombridisto shitabara de ponte perianda coco pacadiante rigosto supredise supredise pronto scahande pocosi cambridi ancladino mesti amrandi tumreba aski bonka radiba aste raba isho predeante. Mekondi gambandero banderaba rabayesha terebondoste igambronto karegebete igando pregetori gabaye makote mastoperi mekendom riga anshabe paradigo predita mande makonga di dosto o kashide mesuza mesuza pren o kata mekande ika brenda stemanda rabia sherabande madi anso prenga tongra bakasta o konzo radico ridibando telamandi ketino mastira banga predi sore de banca pia masetere bida masetere bida banda masetere bida mostaba e dongo redibango rediba cambre de gato zatiri bandide de bahasa o combre di cadida masere boncia sete frudi astere bande carrande bongo prende chemo metto rediga bandere mosto o copre de co sete pronte careba sete me combre in ande nesto comba nestia radamonto gecadembro kende proto redecato jambrendo si pronca mecandi la cosa da shirabando carredi radebonto i cabrandeca i brondo esce pro i prato imprengaba mecando sombrangaba esce. Thank you, Father. Now lift up your two hands and let God know that you've come to worship Him. Make it in your words. Speak it to Him right now. Lord, I've come to worship you. I've come to give you pleasure and please you. I've come to do just as you said. I've come to honor you, Most High. In awe I stand. In reverence I will worship. I've come to fulfill that which you ask of me. I've come to adore you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 132, verse 7 and 8. I'm going to ask, please, passion, please. I'm going to ask parents with children, please walk on them. Is that okay? It's for your good. All right, let's let's go into God's dwelling place. Where are we right now? And bow and worship before Him. Verse 8. As we say, arise, O God, and enter your rest. Both you and the ark of your glorious dress. All the glory of your presence with your temple. Give you reverence. So arise to your rest and be blessed by your prayer as we glory in your
to worship your majesty. What can I offer unto you, Lord, than to worship your majesty? You're the reigning king. You are the reigning king.
You are the Most High God. You are the King of Kings. Almighty is your name.
King of kings,
you are the King of kings.
Almighty is your name. can be like you. No one. Just no one. Just no one. No one, no one, no one, no one, no one. Just no one, no one, no one, no one. Hey! No one, no one, no one, no one. Rise your feet, everybody. Hey! Elohim Adonai, Elohim.
Just as we lie down just now, he said, I am Elohim. And he said, get back to the book of the beginning. So I jumped up. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. And he said, don't forget, I spoke in Hebrew. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God. And he said, check. And I saw, truly, in the beginning, God. The word God means Elohim. So his first introduction of who he is Elohim. As a student of the word, you will see other places in the same Genesis chapter 1 that he called himself God, Helion. God, Hel. E-L. He called himself God, Jehovah, in the same. But he said, take note, son. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Elohim. Lift up your two hands to Elohim. Elohim. Hey. Just watch me. Just watch me. The same way we did it yesterday. Kato si kabaya kato. The God of the beginning. That's what he said. I'm the God of the beginning. Kando firi bahase. Speak in tongues, somebody, please. Kande rotos digabai keija yamase. Mekonga hasiko kokosaya. Madido huwa. Hey! Imunga dide de baladido sus. Side beturia. Hey! Ya. Imongu redido. Elohim! Elohim, the God of the beginning! Oh, the God that said it and does it! The God of the beginning will lift our hands to you! Here we are in the beginning of a new month! We lift our hands to you! The God of the beginning! I am Dosa! Lift up your two hands, everybody. And then I'm all covered. Yeah, go to the other. Erados. Yeah. O mai kuku tu ga aya ajo e mudia e kudia e tu ozu Jesus ege e nuku kuku te ya ado e ma o ke o ko de ho e ni akodi e tu ga du dia e ni kuku zu e zu ko bundi yo e tu ndi tu zu ko bodi yo ko ndi tu du du du
You are Elohim, Bohondo Gutidodo. And who did it is unto you will come. Igudia Rosia Ose did. Somebody bow just as we did yesterday. Bow right now. And let your forehead hit the floor before Elohim. Rise your feet again. Somebody go ahead and bow again with your foreheads touching the floor. Izuka terebati do costo de cadi a de coste. Idika baya terede do te te ti. Hello. Ido cosi coro to ti. Elohim God. Oh, the God of the beginning. Oh, Isoto pronto prede de bahan. Hey, aya gaban. Naya. Hey, kaboko so. Ikate osa daya. Naya. Hey, hey. You are my healer. You are my keeper. You are my restorer. My life giver, you are the living God. Is there no one like you? You are my healer, you are my keeper, my restorer, my life giver. Say, you are the living God. Is there no one like you? No one can do me like you do. No one can touch me like you do. You are
the living God. Is there no one like you?
Hey, we say no one can do us like you do. No one can touch us like you do. Oh my God, you are
the living God. And there's no one like you.
You sent me out of America, set my feet upon the rock to stay. You are my promoter, you are my defender, you are
the living God.
You are You are the living God. There's no one like you. Eku eme.
Eku eme.
Eku eme.
Eku eme.
You are, you are.
You are the living God.
Jesus.
Righteousness. Think of the words of the song, brother and sister. Your majesty. Can you actually stand before him and not tremble? Can can we actually come before Him and not quiver and shiver and faint in our strength? So we bow before His majesty. Another song says, majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be your glory, honor, honor. Says, majesty, kingdom authority. It flows from His throne. No one actually stands before Him or bows before Him and not sees nakedness. Because His light brings forth all that is hidden in darkness. Lord, we come just as we are. Just to worship Your majesty.
Imelao, King of all the earth. Imelao, Ruler of the world,
the King.
Imelao, Wonder Working God. He's the King of all the earth. We forget about ourselves. We will worship our King. We forget about ourselves. We will worship our Lord. We bow before His throne. We worship His majesty. We call Him Kabiyesio, Obatojo Balo. We forget about ourselves as we worship the King. We forget about ourselves. We worship You, our God. We bow before Your throne in reverence awe of Your name. We call You Kabiyesio, Obato Joba Lord, 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 Your Excellency Kabiyesio. Your supremacy, God is You. Your majesty, God is You. Your royal highness, God is You. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Kabiyesio, hey, Obato Joba Lord, Obato Joba Lord, Obato Joba Lord. praise you. Joshua, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, my God. We praise you. Hey, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, my God. We praise you. Somebody sing along this song. We praise you, praise you. We praise you, my God. We praise you. We love you. We love you. We love you, my God. Yes, we do. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, my God. We do. Let me hear your voice. This is the song of the Spirit. This is the song of the Spirit. Let me hear your voice. Just sing to Him. In line with these, we sing to you. We sing to you. Oh, oh. We sing to you. We sing to you. Mighty God. Oh. We love you. We love you. That's why we love you. We stand and live for you forever. Oh, yeah. We praise you. Ah, we praise you. 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 We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Lord, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you forever and ever, forever and ever. Yeah. robbing people. He is robbing people. He is covering people up with his glory. Hey, Ashobora, covering people up. Covering. Hey. People, covering people. Hey, hey, men are covered in glory, men are covered in splendor. Hey, my God, my God, my God, my God. Your glory fill this place. I see your glory in the lives of men. Your glory, your glory, your glory. As we fall in love with you again, we fall in love with you again. 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 We fall in love with you again, again and again and again and again and again. Fall in love with you. Oh, I fall in love with you. love with you. I'm all in love with you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Rise to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands. Great things have taken place tonight. I fill you with the love of Christ afresh. May you truly experience this love dimension. He said,
song here about my love. Many don't know my love. Few has really experienced this dimension of my love. It brings man into fullness and completeness, said the Lord. May you experience this love of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. May you know this love of Christ. May you know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Why? So that you are made full and complete by the fullness of God. He said, 8 days worship me as you fast. Why? So I can experience my fullness and my completeness. And on the 7th day, he said, right now, I need them to experience and know my love. It will bring them into this reality. It surpasses knowledge. Gnosis. Surpasses the mental knowledge of man. The scientific and the philosophical knowledge of man. The theological knowledge of just the word of God that people are fighting and wrestling with. This love of Christ brings men into full. They become full. They become complete. Making them enter the depth and the dimensions that are not given to ordinary men. May you experience this love of Christ. So that you may be full and complete by the fullness of God. Because you have obeyed God thus far these past 7 days in your fasting and your worshiping. I therefore decree that in the name of Jesus, your life will never be empty again. Something strange happened yesterday among many so fearful. The summary of it said, hold it, don't say it. The summary of it is the next 30 years of your life will bring you into everything that heaven has for you. I speak in parable as it permits me. How can a small vessel be poured on by a big vessel, and that big vessel poured out, and that small vessel was not filled? Speaking clear terms, I can't. I'm not permitted. Small vessel. Big vessel. Pouring into the small vessel. By every sense. After a while, because it's a small vessel, it can't carry, it can't contain what the big vessel releases. But the small vessel collects everything that the big vessel released and it didn't overflow. I speak in parable as it just permits me. I bring many to God's fullness. Because he sent me. And everyone under the sound of my voice online and on ground. In the name that is above every name. Enter his fullness now. Far beyond your thoughts. Who would have said? Who could have comprehended? Far beyond your imagination. How could it have been? Where did this happen? Of what strength was it made available? We thought it can never be. We actually saw that it will never change. But the God that sent me is with me. And he says, speak to this matter, and I speak as I'm commanded. And everything is turning now in your favor. By the authority of Jesus Christ upon this altar, I decree and I concur that which heaven had done yesterday and today is finding full reality physically in the lives of men. And I saw as we were lying down, men were roped. You know, the closest I can say is what we call ashoibora. Covering. Yeah. Covering what? Covering cloth. Do you understand? You local people, you cover your body. I get what I'm trying to say? You cover your body. As we're lying down, it was robes of glory. They were covering men. Men and women that lie down and children that lie down. Robes of glory. Hey, I bring you into that reality. Your glory has come. I say it again with the authority of Jesus vested upon me. Your glory has come. The King of Glory has come. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Hey, thank you. Glory everywhere. Lift up your two hands and just worship the Lord. Glory everywhere. Glory everywhere. Glory everywhere. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sit down. Let me speak to you. It doesn't cost you anything to obey God. It outrightly doesn't cost you anything to obey God. But it pays you everything. It delivers to you absolutely everything. Your obedience to God brings you into a life that cannot be corrupted, that cannot be destroyed. It doesn't cost you anything to obey God. It doesn't cost you anything. Think. Whatever is asking of you, if you understand the life that He had brought you into, should not, will not, must not cost you anything. If He asks of you the last you have, it doesn't cost you anything because you understand that when you have Him, you have everything. When your life begins to have struggles over things, it shows who has you. It is that God has had you or that thing has had you. The reason why you can't let go is because that thing has gotten hold of you. It doesn't cost you anything to obey God. You want to come out of struggles and pains? It doesn't cost you anything to obey God. You escape crisis. You escape death. You escape issues. It doesn't cost you anything to obey God. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 27, passion. It doesn't cost you anything to obey God. If only you can live your life for Him. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can terminate your life. It doesn't cost you anything to obey God, said the Lord. What did He ask of you? All that He asked of you was to worship Him. It will not cost you anything, but it will pay you a great deal. See this. To worship God in wonder and awe opens what? Opens what? Within where? Take a palido sore de baske bandesta. A fountain, you see, there are some realities that I'm too conscious of. A fountain of life within you, for out of my belly shall flow. I carry fullness. I cannot release emptiness. My reservoir is full. So when it is stirred up, something must pour forth. God is saying your worship of Him in awe brings you into an experience where there is an opening of the fountain of life within you, empowering you to escape death's domain. Nothing dies within you. Nothing dies around you. Nothing dies on your hands. No assignment they give to you is questioned. Understand the reality of life, sir. You must be conscious of this as God's own worshiper with every sense of awe of Him. Whatever you do must prosper. Whatever you lay your hands on must produce life. Because there's a fountain of life that has been opened unto you that causes you to emit what you carry. In your life, in your path, there's no darkness. Ikoso tehasa. In your path there is no darkness. For my isto brige the most say the Lord. For the way of righteousness is life. Hey, my hands there. Proverbs is calling me. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28. For the way of righteousness is life. For in His path there is no darkness. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 28. Say the Lord. I heard it and I saw it at the same time. In your path there's no darkness. Blessed assurance. In the way of righteousness is life. And in the pathway thereof there's no darkness. There's no death. There's no disaster.
there's no dryness. Lift up your right hand and speak in tongues loud. Chant it. Pregoroshiras. Zebrenikava. Sideba ketende posta. Eragabayeshi gabandesh. Estendo finemasta. Ragadish. Melitambari de bandiasa. The way of righteousness. The way of righteousness is life. In his path, there is no death. No death. No death. Nothing dies here. No one dies here. Nothing goes down here. No one goes down here. Ibranga Bosta. Men have done righteously. Men have done what God said. It has been declared righteous. It has been declared righteous. Therefore, in their path, there is life. There is no darkness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
All that he asked for is to worship in awe. You know what it means to be in awe? Fear, reverence, respect. Worship cannot be done carelessly. Worship cannot be done looking around. That's what you can never see. It's in awe. It's in fear. Is in respect of him that you have been called to worship. See, Bahamas. Chapter 10, verse 27. Passion. Kebahas, Kebali, Sofranis, Tereboste, Tinaki, Bakati, Botinibas, Maria, Kabonde, living in the worship and awe of God will bring you many years of contented living. Way of the righteous. The way of righteousness is life. In his path there's no darkness. So how could the wicked ever expect to have a long and happy life? The worship of God and your awe of God. So understand, sir, is beyond just worshiping God. You get to a point where you fear God. Sir, you fear God. It's not mouth. Oh, see, pray no koshika. In the Mahasiko, pray the Kadido, Stufri, the Master. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Imregebo Sivri, Imrakitosto, Kiribika, Parititi, Rindo Suvri Mishka. You fear God. Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. You fear God. His words means everything to you. His words, they are life to you. You don't weigh his word or debate his word. You fear God. Listen to me, beloved. There's where God is taking you and I to. Psalm 25, verse 14.
He said, before he gave this scripture, there's where he's taking you and I to. It's a place of the secret. He said, please write this down for me, good man. He said that I'm going to use secrets to unlock kingdoms for men in this end time. But these secrets will not be given to ordinary men. They'll be given to men that fear him. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will bring them. He will show them his covenant. Oh, that you can begin to fear God. Awe of him. Reverence of him. Don't toy with his words. His words are not for debate or discussion or deliberations. Stop weighing God's word. He doesn't work that way. Hebrews chapter 11. Sikopaditos. Iba. Verse 7. Nekorodis. Negorodis. Okopori. Idoso. Hey, he said, I am. He said, why don't you live like Noah? Who heard me once? I never spoke twice. And he got it done. Be God, blessed assurance. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not yet seen, moved with fear. Do things in awe of me. When I say it once, do it immediately, said the Lord. It brings your life into contentment. It brings your life into completeness. Just as we saw just now in that Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27, passion. Oh, that man begins to believe the word that they hear, said the Lord. Oh, that man begins to see that this is my plan for them. As I don't desire that none of them should miss it, said the Lord. Oh, that men begin to live my word in full. What have I spoken to them, said the Lord? How many of them have they done? What have I declared? How many of them are they watch over to see fulfilled? Lift up your right hand.
Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me. I will answer. Lead me, Lord. I will go. Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord. I will go. You have called me. God's way for the rest of my life, made up my mind to go God's way.
Coste, Tidiasa. Kukote. 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 Hey, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. In that set position, just think of your life. Think of where you've been coming from. Hey. Hey. Think of where you are now. He said, the future that lies ahead of you is available for your glorious taking if you begin to fear me, live in the fear of me. Instill godly fear into your spirit. Oh. Instill godly fear into your spirit. And I will bring you there. I remember the place where you brought us from. Lord, we thank you for where we are today. We see you doing a new walk in our lives. Thank you for tomorrow. Lord, we thank you for the future we see. Thank you for tomorrow. Rise to your feet, everybody. Close your eyes. Think of the future now. Think of the future. You actually don't know what lies ahead. If you have an idea, it's just an idea. You don't have the full picture. But this future has glory as its content in all its infinite varieties and innumerable aspects. And God is saying, I should tell you, if my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord, can begin to live in the fear of me, saying it the way I said it, doing it the way I asked them, obeying me to the letter, the future becomes real. He said, I should tell you that he has so much in store for you. If only you can obey him and live in awe of him. This season is filled with everything available for all. If men and women begin to make up their mind for him, lift up your two hands to him.
remember the place where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new walk in my life. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. And I thank you for the future I see. Lift up your voice. I remember saying, I remember the place where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new walk in my life. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. And I thank you for the future I see. One more time. I remember the place where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new walk in my life. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. Thank you for tomorrow. And I thank you for the future I see. Close your eyes and thank him. And I thank you for the future I see. I see the glorious end of mine, and I thank you for the future.
Listen to me, friends. If you're outside, come inside, come inside. Don't stay outside. God will never. Look up, everybody. Look up and don't be distracted by nonsense. God will never take a man or a woman out of a place into another place, or out of a path into another path, if the path he is bringing him into is not glorious than the previous. God will never take a man on a journey of retrogression. God's path for every man have been ordained by him. It's men and women who have decided that he takes the lead, have been ordained by him that he becomes better and brighter and stronger. It doesn't matter who left. It doesn't matter who rejected. It doesn't matter who disappointed. It doesn't matter the door that was closed. The glory of the latter must be greater than the former. If only men and women can be strong in what he said, I should tell you. No, what I'm hearing as I tell you today. Godly fear, obedience. We'll see the Lord. There are forces bound, released, set. When I say bound, not restricted, that is prepared. They are bound to do things. Do you understand? This thing is bound to happen. That's what I'm saying. Not bind. Huh? There are forces released over every destiny. I'm about to drop something with you, but for you, to you by the Spirit of God. Now, there are forces released over every destiny to see that destiny lose the glory that is available with God for that destiny. Remember, every destiny must end in glory. So you have Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Now, hear this. You see, what God does is that when He begins to lead a man or a woman on a journey of life, He brings instructions, His way or our way, just to see that these instructions gives him a path and a footprint to follow. When he does not or she disobeys those instructions, he or she begins to guide himself or herself, though he's still on the right path. Okay, but who's thinking about this? Paul is speaking right now. Paul said, understand, in your quest for fulfillment of destiny, there's a dimension of spiritual warfare that answers only to your obedience. Not even to your prayer or your sacrifice. Not even to your worship. But if your prayer and your sacrifice and worship was instructed, then it becomes complete. And he said, Paul said, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6. NIV, NIV, that's it, that's the version. NIV, NIV. All that men can understand that until their obedience is complete, they can't shut the devil up. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience. What does that mean? Listen to this. Every act of disobedience, if you understand the transaction of this communication, had been, we walk in flesh, we do not have to war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But might you through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every eye thing, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every disobedience suggests whatever that is not permitted, that suddenly finds its root or way in your life, had become a disobedient act from the devil. And that scripture said, you will be ready to punish. Stop that nonsense, you devil. Every act of disobedience, once your obedience is, do you understand why I told you I can't bind the devil? The day I will now listen to you, Uncle Patrick, and listen to some dummy, silly people on their dummy, silly statements, as the day I'll begin to call all of you to let's bind the devil. This is the secret I've just dropped to you. As long as your obedience is complete, every disobedience can always be silenced. So when he says, go, others are not going, you go. When he says, shut up, others are not shutting up, you shut up. When he says, give, others are not giving, you give. When he says, disconnect, others are not disconnecting, what do? You disconnect. Kabos, lift up your two hands and thank God for His word. Thank you.
And shed whatever to changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient word impart. Ancient word, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh.
Father, thank you for your word tonight. We receive with thanksgiving. Somebody thank you for his word again. We receive with thanksgiving. We receive with thanksgiving. We receive with thanksgiving. We receive with thanksgiving. Remember, I told you the secret 2-3 weeks ago, that when you thank Him for His word, it begins to find expression in your life strong.
Lord, we receive with thanksgiving. Receive with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. I will give you honor. Please, you may be seated, everyone.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.